Impeaching a president spawns opinions everywhere from Twitter to the op-ed pages to the shelves of libraries, but there's one book that many legal scholars consider to be a foundational document of impeachment literature. NPR's Rose Friedman explains.
The title's a little bland, Impeachment, a Handbook, but its author, Charles Black, wasn't.
He was a poet of considerable distinction. He played the trumpet. He appears in the Ken Burns documentary on jazz. He was just a very unusual guy.
This is Philip Bobbitt, who co-authored the new edition of the book by Charles Black, who died in 2001.
In the mid-70s, as Nixon impeachment was beginning to sort of heat up, he wrote a short essay that became the kind of Bible for impeachment studies. And whenever there was an impeachment rumor on the Hill, you could go down through the congressional offices and see staffers all carrying this book.
Black's book was really short. It's just under 60 pages, and it's really readable. It explains how impeachment ended up in the Constitution in the first place and what the procedures are, but it doesn't
really try to tell the reader what to think about impeachment. It tries to show the reader how to think about these problems, and the reader can get her own conclusions.
For example, the book explains what an impeachable offense is and that it doesn't necessarily have to be a crime. Here's Benjamin Wittes, editor of the blog Lawfare.
The book contains the most beautiful rebuttal to the notion that the impeachable offense has to be a criminal act, which is the passage about the president wanting to move to Saudi Arabia.
Here's a reading from that passage.
Suppose a president were to move to Saudi Arabia so he could have four wives and were to propose to conduct the office of the presidency by mail and wireless from there. This would not be a crime, provided his passport were in order. Is it possible that such gross and wanton neglect of duty could not be grounds for impeachment and removal?
There's this quite elaborate argument that there must be a criminal act in order to have an impeachable offense, and he just dismantles it in this very elegant single anecdote.
Impeachment, a Handbook, also lays out the nuts and bolts of the process. After today's vote in the House, the Senate will hold what amounts to a trial. Senators take a special oath of office to be impartial during that trial. But here, says Black, a difficulty arises. A normal jury would be asked questions about their prejudices and their backgrounds, and they'd be chosen or rejected based on what they said. But we can't do that with senators. So Black says the remedy has to be in the conscience of each senator.
In fact, if the book has an overarching theme, that is it.
And yet, as Ben Wittes points out, last week Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told Fox News' Sean Hannity that he would not be impartial.
And everything I do during this, I'm coordinating with White House counsel. There will be no difference between the president's position and our position.
Impeachment, a Handbook's co-author, Philip Bobbitt, says this is a chance for lawmakers and citizens to look inward.
Impeachment is a matter of law. But the most difficult questions of law always in the end turn back to the individual conscience in this country, in this constitution. And that's where it should be. Now, you may say, the senators may not do that. They may look instead to the next election. They may be terrified of criticism. All those things are true. But all those things beset us in everyday life anyway. We're always buffeted by pressures of one kind or another when we take a conscientious decision. And sometimes we get it wrong. But we try not to lie to ourselves when we do.
Rose Friedman, NPR News.